Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes.
Is this Nicole?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Nicole, were you the one that was diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using the Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm
Doing
good.
better? Okay, good. Glad to hear that. So Miss Williams, I see that you wanted to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And then you didn't have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay. And then you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed documents, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Mrs. Williams, you are filing on behalf of yourself. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking dapivirine for a year, and your
Correct.
meningioma was of the brain, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
Yeah, it was in 2017.
Okay. Do you know like the month and year or date?
Yeah, it was in December. Oh, let me see. It was in December. I think it was December 29th.
December 29th, 2017.
Now, my diagnosis was December 19th, 2017.
Okay, hold on. Your diag what was the date of diagnosis again? I'm sorry.
My diagnosis was December 19th, 2017.
19th, December 19th. Okay.
Yep,
2017.
19.
Okay. All right. I should check that really quick. Okay. So 12/19/2017 was your date of diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
9/28/75.
9/28/1975.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then did you know anyone else that was injured with Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. If you ever come across anyone, you can always give them their number. I'm going to text you right now my direct phone number to my desk so that you have that number moving forward. If you have any questions regarding your claim, you can contact me or if you need to get a hold of the attorneys and so forth.
Okay.
So you only, these are, some of these questions are repetitive. I apologize ahead of time.
It's okay.
You only use the brand injectable, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you can confirm that you used which injectable, Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
It was Depo-Provera by Pfizer.
Okay. And then you never switched to generic for a minimum of the year, correct?
Did I what?
You never switched to the generic brand, correct?
No.
Okay. And then also, right. I just sent you a direct text message from a 949 phone number. That's my direct number, Nicole.
Okay.
And then you can confirm that you did Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year.
Yes.
And then it was four injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yes.
And it was between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When did you approximately start using Depo and when did you stop?
I started using Depo August of 2015, and then I stopped in September of 2017.
2000. Okay.
You said you sent a text message?
Yeah, I sent you a text message from a 949 phone number. 949-386-1950.
I
Did you
got it.
get you got it? Okay. Yeah, just save Courtney. My first name's Courtney, last name's K. Just put like intake specialist. Just like if there's any hiccups, you can't get a hold of the attorneys or you have questions, you can call or text me on that phone number.
Okay, you're saving under Courtney.
Yeah, it comes straight to my desk, so it makes it easier for you.
Okay.
Okay, Nicole, in August of 2015, approximately what day did you start using it?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember the exact date.
Like the first, you want me to just put August 1st to September 1st?
Roughly around, yeah, maybe the sixth or seventh, maybe around there.
The 6th?
Yeah, maybe the sixth or the seventh around there.
Okay, I'm gonna put 8/6/2015 to what 9/6/2017.
Around, roughly, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's approximately, so it's not have to be exact date. So don't worry if it's wrong, it's okay. And then your your diagnosis, medical problem was the meningioma tumor. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, Nicole?
Female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. And then you're not a junior or anything. You have no suffix in your name, correct?
No.
Okay. And then I have your email as williamnicole605@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Telephone number 216-202-7336.
Correct.
What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
4878 Banbury, Banbury Court, and it's Unit 22, and that's Warrensville Heights, Ohio, 44128.
Perfect. Okay. So 4878 Banbury Court, Unit 22, Warrensville Heights, Ohio, 44128.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming the address. 22. Okay. And then when you were getting your Depo-Provera shot, was it administrated by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
The nurse,
Okay.
medical staff.
Okay. And then do you know where you were getting it administrated?
Yeah, right at the top, right by my butt.
Well,
The buttocks.
where, like,
The buttocks.
the facility I meant.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
where?
The family physician's office.
What was the name of it?
It was Oak Street Health, Lee Harvard. Oak.
Oak Street Health.
Oak Street Health, Lee Harvard.
All right, and that's in Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay, at Harvard, yeah, Avenue, I found it. Okay, and hold on one second. I just have to get something really quick. Just getting the information. And then, did you know the doctor, the prescribing doctor's name, or no?
Yes, I do. Dr. Mabel Brown.
Okay, Dr. Mabel Brown. Okay. And okay, hold on one second. And then what pharmacy did you use? Did they have a pharmacy within the clinic?
CVS.
Okay. Where was the CVS at?
22909 Emory Road.
It was in where? What city?
Warrensville Heights.
Okay, Warrensville Heights. Two two nine zero nine.
Yeah,
All right.
22909 Emory Road.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
You're welcome.
And then when they did your diagnosis, was it through CAT scan, MRI, or both?
They did an MRI.
Okay. And was the di who was the diagnosing doctor? Did you go to a neurologist?
Doctor Mark Payne Bain. BAIN.
Wait, say it one more time.
BAIN.
And you said his first name was Mark?
Bain. Mark.
Okay.
Mark Bain. He was a neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon. Okay. Thanks for confirming that. Hold on one second. Okay, I found him. Yeah, 9500 Euclid in Cleveland. Okay. They just make us get all the information, so I'm just getting his information on the file really quick. Just makes it easier for the attorneys. Cleveland Clinic is where he was at. And then, so he was your diagnosing. Was he also the treating doctor?
No, the treating doctor was Dr. Andrew Weisschart.
Okay, hold on.
Well, that yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Did you have any prior cancer diagnoses before this or no?
No.
Okay. The treating doctor, what, can you say his name one more time?
Dr. Andrew Weisschart. WIECH. ERT.
Right, W-I, sorry, say the last name one more time.
WIECHERT.
Okay, I found him. And then he was the OBGYN.
Oh,
Is he an OBGYN?
no, he's an oncologist.
Okay. Okay. W-I, say, spell his name one more time. Sorry, I apologize. Dr. Andrew. You said Andrew, right? W-I.
WIECHERT. What's up?
Why can't I? He's coming up as a gynecologist. That's
Let me
why.
look. Let me look at my phone. Let me
Oh, here he goes. I
hold
found
on.
him. I found him.
Okay.
I had his name wrong.
I can't
Andrew,
say
no, I found him. I found
no.
him. He's a gynecologist oncologist. You're right.
I
I
was
found
gonna
him.
say what? I was gonna
Yeah.
say maybe he went over then by then. I was like,
No, he's
no.
both, but you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were right.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just confused. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Oh. He's
Okay.
both?
Yeah, he
Wow. Oh.
Okay. Or he was a maybe he was
Hello.
a guy. Yeah, I'm here. Maybe he was an oncologist. He has a lot of surgeries and now he's an oncologist or something like that. Okay, hold on one second. But I found him. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on one second. Let me just do this. And then you were treated at what hospital?
You said what?
What hospital
Cleveland
were you
Clinic.
treated? Cleveland what?
Cleveland Clinic.
Okay.
Oh God, I hope my phone don't die.
Oh yeah, hold on.
It's okay.
Cleveland Clinic. If it, anytime we are disconnected, I'll call you back from that 949 number. But we're
Okay.
almost done.
Okay.
And then was it the Cleveland the 9500 Euclid Street?
Yeah, the main campus. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then were you hospitalized for this
Yes.
angioma tumors? Okay. And then what type
Yeah.
of treatment did you receive because of it? Or did you do like chemo, radiation, surgery?
Yeah, I had to get a craniotomy surgery and then radiation therapy.
Okay. And then, how long were you hospitalized for?
For 7 days, and then I had to do a 6 month outpatient therapy.
Okay. And then what, like 6 months? Oh, and then 6 months of
Outpatient therapy.
outpatient. Okay. Was there any other doctors that you want me to put?
No.
And then you had a, what type of surgery was it? You had a crane.
Cranial tunnel surgery.
I want to make sure I spell this right. Hold on a second.
CR, you want me to spell it for you?
I got it.
Oh.
All right. Okay, and then there was no other doctors you said that you wanted to put. Did you
Yes.
have copies of your medical records, or could you get them if needed and provide them?
Yeah, I can get them to you.
Okay, and you could provide them either electronically or in the mail if needed.
Yeah, can you give me at least 20 days because I'm out of town right now,
Yeah,
but I
they're
can
gonna
definitely
contact
get them
you,
to
and
you.
you can talk to the attorneys about that. They may not
Okay.
even need you to do that, but they just ask. Was there any information else that you would like me to put on the file for now that you can think of?
No.
Okay. They do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. It's just to ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Did you have someone that you could put?
Yeah, my son.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Glenn, Glenn.
Last name Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And then does he have a phone number?
Yeah, 865-348.
865. Okay, ATFI, yeah.
348-1088.
All right. And then okay, so what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, and then we're basically finished.
Okay.
Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
I have.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. Before I do that, what I'm going to go ahead and do
William.
is review your file really quick. So,
Okay.
Mrs. Williams, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor of the brain after taking the Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Correct.
You are a citizen and resident of the United States, and you did not have an attorney at this time. Your date of diagnosis was 12/19/2017, and your date of birth was 9/28/1975. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. You did use brand injectable, Nicole Williams. Oh, can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Yeah, 293-760590.
What was the last four?
0590.
Okay. So 293-760590.
0590.
Perfect. Okay. And then I have WilliamsNicole605@gmail.com as your email. Primary phone number 216-202-7336. Okay, and then I have all of your doctors, Mabel Brown, Mark Bain, Andrew Wichette, and then Cleveland Clinic Main Hospital is where you would did your surgery and outpatient program. You do have medical records, and then Glenn Williams as your primary or emergency contact. Does everything sound correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. So the system's going to generate the documents. Hold on one second. I missed something. Oh, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And your marital status was single. Okay. Oh, approximately how many times were you injected with the product? So, if you did it for how many injections did you know that you had?
I had about seven.
Well, so yeah, so you did, well, no, you had more than that because you did it for 2 years. So that's eight. You had about nine injections, I
About
think that would be.
nine, then about nine, yeah.
Yeah, nine injections. Okay. If you need to update anything when you talk to the attorneys, you can go ahead and do so.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the system is generating your documents. Hold on one second. I'm going to text them to you. It's the easiest way for you to review and sign them.
Okay.
When you receive it, you'll just press, it'll say Courtney at MassTort has sent you a DocuSign. Press review and sign. Go ahead and use your finger to draw your signature. And then you're going to press Tap all the fields where it's asking you to adopt the signature, and then let me know once you've pressed finish. And then as you go through them as well, make sure everything looks correct, the email, your social and address and things like that. Once you press finish, I will send you the attorney's information, okay? Did you have any questions? Were you able to do it? Okay, so now that it's done,
It was only one signature, right?
so you know what, every law firm's different, and so I don't know, but the law firm that you've been assigned to, yeah, I think it might be. Every agreement's different, so it doesn't matter. I can't tell you the answer.
Oh, okay.
But the law firm that you've been assigned to is the Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be calling you from a 214 phone number. I just text you their information. Basically, just before I wrap up the call, you can download those documents right away on your phone, but it does send a PDF file to your email for your records.
Okay.
And then just want to emphasize when they call, like, this is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when they call. So it's really important to answer the call or call them back. If you can't get a hold of them again, call me, or if you have any questions, text me. Remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. And then
Okay.
basically from there, any documents that you can obtain to help support the case, I recommend getting.
Okay.
Okay, Mrs. Williams, my heart goes out to you. I hope you have my sympathy, and I hope everything works out for you and you get the compensation you deserve. If any questions,
Thank
please
you.
don't hesitate to call me.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.